We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Merhablar, me fine viewers. Merhablar means greetings in Turkish, a language spoken by around 70 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouye on Medium Network Service, MNS. Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85, on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yongja Lua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. And in Chai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Daiyang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Toliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchan Township on Daikan Cable TV. In Mongolian Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tinger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Supatur Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzuk, Kanul District, Channel 25 on Kimori Cable TV. In Hotulshan 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshan City in Dornohab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell. And in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Via Mayor, and Ciudad Bella, Ciudad Canal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company, and Boyaca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolacion, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanacion 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanu. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ateuva La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Intacua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. And Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. And Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates an additional $107 million to Jamaica for AIDS support in 2010. In environmental news, Australia plans to seed 1 million trees. In animal news, rare birds are migrating to Nepal for the winter. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 13th, is the birthday of the 8th United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, born in 1944 in Umsong, South Korea. His Excellency began his term of office in 2007, and he's been working with the UN since 1975. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's priorities to bring about a better Earth include halting climate change, committing to disarmament, promoting prosperity, safeguarding global health, and supporting peace, security, and gender equality. His Excellency has called on the world leaders to act with vision and courage to meet planetary concerns, particularly global warming. Among Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's numerous honors are the Republic of Korea's highest order of service merit, which His Excellency received in 1975, 1986, and in 2006 for his service to his country. In 2008, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was awarded the Grand Cross of the National Order in Burkina Faso and the Grand Officer of the National Order by the government of Cote d'Ivoire. Our respectful gratitude, Your Excellency Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, for your devotion to a more benevolent planet. May you have a very happy and blessed birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Uganda. Beginning in February 2010, bouts of torrential rains struck eastern Uganda, setting off floods and landslides that took over 100 lives. With an overwhelming number of residents displaced, the Uganda Red Cross Society requested the help of fellow Ugandans to also offer assistance to those in need. Upon learning of this disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai had donated $10,000, an amount that could purchase $357,000 in emergency items acquired in the United States, based on Uganda's cost of living. Sending her love and prayers, she also asked that our nearby association members go, if possible, to render aid to the most vulnerable.
Covering their own travel expenses of approximately $500, our association's relief team from Uganda went to Bwaz and Kalewe, located on the outskirts of the capital city of Kampala, where about 130 homes were damaged and 200 to 300 people were still displaced. Conveying Master's love, they distributed needed supplies to some 1,020 victims, including maize, flour, cooking oil, beans, rice, salt, soap, blankets and mats. The relief recipients expressed their deep gratitude for the generous help and love of Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank the Ugandan Red Cross for their dedicated efforts to aid the afflicted as we join in gratefulness to Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted support to the less fortunate, as well as our association's relief team for their caring assistance. With heaven's grace, may the storm-stricken people swiftly recover their productive lives as such misfortunes are alleviated through our gentler regard for each other and the ecosphere.
Fatal floods sweep south-central U.S. states of Arkansas and Nebraska. Torrential rains overnight on Friday, June 11th, caused the Caddo and Little Missouri rivers in western Arkansas to swell to an unprecedented height of 20 feet, unleashing a wall of floodwaters that rose a rapid 8 feet per hour, sweeping away cabins, tents, and recreational vehicles. At least 16 vacationers, including children, perished in the middle of the night at the Albert Pike campground in the Washita Mountains, with many more still missing as dozens were rescued and at least 25 people hospitalized.
State Governor Mike Beebe conveyed his own and fellow citizens' shock at the suddenness and severity of the event as search and rescue operations continued with the help of horses, helicopters, canoes and all-terrain vehicles. Meanwhile, another fast-moving storm packed with powerful winds and heavy rains bore down in northeast Nebraska, flooding roads, uprooting trees, and downing power lines. While Governor Dave Heineman declared a state of emergency for the extensive damage and the Nebraska Emergency Management Agency is assessing the scope of repairs needed, there were fortunately no lives lost or injuries reported.
Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, and all emergency personnel for your concern and caring actions. We join in sadness for the lives lost as we pray for the protection of the flood afflicted and that such intense conditions are eased with humanity's calming kindness toward the ecosphere.
Storm strike Asturias in northern Spain. On Friday, June 11, Spanish officials reported 2 deaths and 1 man missing in the Principality of Asturias, where heavy rainstorms caused the Sauron River to overflow. Police personnel rescued some 60 people, most from a camping site, while several houses in the town of Vegadeo flooded with roads that were blocked to nearby villages that lost electricity and access to drinking water. We are thankful for the timely efforts of the police personnel as we send our sympathies for the lives lost and pray for the missing man's safe recovery. As we unite in increased care and love for the environment, may such distressing events subside.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Free trade zone planned between Turkey and Arab neighbours. On the Thursday, June 10, concluding the Istanbul-hosted Arab-Turkish Cooperation Forum, government dignitaries from Turkey, Syria, Lebanon and Jordan announced plans to establish a free trade zone as well as a visa-free travel for their citizens. The agreement is the culmination of several years of negotiations between the 4 countries and comes after Turkey's trade with members of the Arab League has more than doubled over the past 5 years. The forum's final communique also spoke of the importance of fostering dialogue, understanding and respect among all cultures. Our respectful congratulations, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon and Jordan, on your enhancement of cooperative relations. May the people of all your countries flourish in shared prosperity and peace.
Loving Hut opens in New Jersey, USA. The northeastern U.S. state recently celebrated the grand opening of its first Loving Hut branch with an array of musical performances. Located on a main road in Ledgewood, it is part of the ever-growing international vegan franchise encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of providing quality, fast-served and affordable, cruelty-free cuisine to all people. The friendly new locale is frequented by travellers who express their delight at being able to eat meals that are not only delectable but also cater to their health and conscience.
It was awesome and it was fabulous.
I had the burger and it was very good.
I love the food and I'm glad that there's a place I can come where I can eat vegan food and not have to worry. If I don't have to eat animals, why should I? You know, aside from the fact not as healthy for you. So, here I am.
I've been here a couple times.
Really good.
Really, really good.
And you would eat more vegetarian food?
Yes.
It's very good. It's delicious. It's tasty. Even I've had the desserts are very good here also. You know, so it shows you can eat very well and very good. And healthy.
I've been a vegetarian for 4 years. I lost a lot of weight, which was always a good thing, but psychologically, I got like a lot happier.
Bravo, Loving Hut, on your auspicious opening in New Jersey. Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her steadfast support of this compassionate franchise as we look forward to the time when all may enjoy the myriad fulfillments of the harmonious vegan lifestyle.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
German artist Sigmar Polk remembered. The internationally renowned painter and photographer, whose work was a constant surprise and delight to art critics and audiences alike, has passed away at age 69. As co-founder of a realist painting movement, Mr. Polk's artistic creations were displayed worldwide. Nicholas Serota, director of London's Tate Modern Art Gallery, called his paintings sublimely beautiful and noted that his work had a tremendous influence on younger generations of artists. Sigmar Polk was honoured with many prizes, including the Golden Lion of the Venice Biennale. Our heartfelt condolences to family and friends of Sigmar Polk. May his soul rest peacefully in the eternal tranquility and love of the divine.
Save Our Planet, conference on polar science concludes in Norway. The International Polar Year Scientific Conference, held from June 8th to 12th in Oslo, brought together over 2,000 scientists from 70 countries to share their findings.
Jointly organised by the Research Council of Norway, International Polar Year Research Campaign, World Meteorological Organisation and others, the forum sought to advance understanding of rapid changes observed in the polar regions due to climate change. At the opening ceremony, His Royal Highness the Norwegian Crown Prince Haakon commended the cooperative endeavours of the participating scientists.
The International Polar Year has been about people joining forces and working together to solve a task that could not have been solved by any of them alone. You should all be proud of being part of this effort.
Among the government dignitaries in attendance was Norwegian Minister of Research and Higher Education Tora Aasland, who noted the significance of studying the two regions that are highly indicative of global warming.
The timing of the International Polar Year, both fortunately and sadly at the same time, has been very good. Climate change is a growing threat and a challenge we must see in a global perspective.
Also present was His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco, whose foundation of the same name committed to further valuable polar research. As new data from rapidly changing polar regions have so many implications, ranging from sea level rise to damaged ecosystems, participants sense the urgency of communicating their findings.
In many of the areas that I've worked, we see huge changes in glaciers, we see changes in temperature. We see changes in biodiversity, and the situation is critical, and we need to do something about it now. We can't delay.
According to Dr. Stephen Chown, who was honoured during the meeting with the Math T. Muse Prize for his work in Antarctica, individuals' lifestyle changes also play a vital role in the solution.
We know that agricultural emissions through the growing of cattle and other livestock are quite substantial. So I think we need to think as individuals about how our lifestyles affect the planet we have.
Our appreciation, all concerned and dedicated polar scientists, for your participation in this meeting. Let us heed your messages to join now and act sustainably to save the vital polar regions and our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often reminded of the need to prevent the danger of warming gases, especially in the polar regions, as during an interview with The House magazine for the September 2009 edition.
Our planet is on a dangerous course to pass an irreversible tipping point with disastrous consequences, like melting of the Arctic sea ice, which causes oceans to absorb more sunlight and speeds up melting, and the melting of permafrost, which in turn releases toxic methane gas, resulting in more warming of the atmosphere.
We can't stop the climate change with all this methane heating our planet, and in turn, hitting the Arctic, yes, hitting the South and North Poles, and in turn also hitting the permafrost. All the methane from the animals hit the ice melt, and the permafrost exposed and melt as well. All this methane come out together with the animals' methane. We can't be saved if we still continue with animals raising practice.
Save our planet. His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales addresses Islam and the environment. At the event held at the UK's Oxford Centre for Islamic Studies, noted for its scholarly study of Islam and the Islamic world, Prince Charles read verses from the Holy Quran, highlighting the importance given in the teachings of Islam to protecting the natural world. His Royal Highness added that all truly great religions focus on safeguarding ecology, as he emphasised the steps needed to halt environmental harm and its adverse effects before it's too late. Distinguished audience members included Morocco's Islamic Affairs Minister, Ahmed Taufik, sent at the instruction of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, as well as Saudi Ambassador to the United Kingdom, His Royal Highness Prince Mohammed bin Nawaf bin Abdulaziz. We salute Your Royal Highness Prince Charles for your exemplary initiative in always placing the environment at the forefront. May such wise leadership and the timeless reminders of ancient scriptures guide us toward the unified goal to cherish and preserve our shared planetary abode.
Save our planet. The worst drought in 2020. 20 years is threatening seasonal rice crops in Thailand, bringing estimates down to 2 million tonnes for the world's largest exporter from a previous forecast of 5 million.
Save our planet. As Tasmania, Australia experiences the warmest autumn on record, experts observe unusual plants' behaviour, such as new growth on deciduous trees at periods when it should have stopped, early flowering and leaves staying on trees longer due to the variations in the temperature.
Save Our Planet. US researchers report that acidity is increasing in parts of the eastern seaboard Chesapeake Bay due to runoff of sewage, animal manure, fertilizer and poultry litter from chicken farms, resulting in a greater threat to the protective shells of marine life, such as oysters.
Save Our Planet. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF, calls on Australia to ban the dangerous insecticide endosulfan, shown to cause nerve damage and reproductive problems in humans and wildlife, which has been banned in more than 60 countries, including most recently the United States.
How are you, friends? I'm Gobbles the Turkey, and this is Libby and Little Gibby.
Hi, everyone! We eat only vegan foods, a diet of peace.
Today we would like to share some tips from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There are many ways to open jars easily.
Turn them upside down and tap on the bottom.
Run the cap under hot water.
Use a specialized gadget, wear hand gloves, etc.
Or find a man.
How many thanks, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for these helpful tips.
And thank you, kind viewers, for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. Now the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates an additional $107 million to Jamaica for 2010. Ambassador Marco Mazzucchi Alemani stated that a similar amount would be contributed the following year as well. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency, Ambassador Marco Mazzucchi Alemani and the European Union. God bless your generosity. May your kindness assist the beautiful citizens of Jamaica on the road to a bright and sustainable future.
In environmental news, Australia plans to seed 1 million trees. The seedlings will be hand-planted on more than 2,300 hectares of land surrounding Lake Alexandrina and Lake Albert, which are near Adelaide, the capital city of the state of South Australia. Senator the Honourable Penny Wong, Minister for Climate Change, Energy Efficiency and Water, said, "These 1 million native seedlings will help address dust, soil erosion, acidification, and other potential threats to the lower lakes by improving ground cover and soil quality. An additional 300 tons of seeds, including indigenous grass species and cereal rye, are being dropped by fixed-wing aircraft. Our sincere thankfulness, Senator the Honourable Penny Wong and Australia, for your earth-loving project. May environmental stewardship such as this, combined with the low-emissions vegan diet, lead us to a lasting era of planetary stability." Up next on Noteworthy News,
Chitwan National Park in Nepal is the winter destination for rare birds. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. Stay tuned for more worthwhile news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, Thriving News for a Flourishing World. In animal news, an increasing number of birds are spending the winter in Nepal. A study conducted by a group of ornithologists from Bird Education Society, Chitwan, Kosi Wildlife Reserve Sunsari, and Nature Guide Association Chitwan concluded that there were more of our feathered friends migrating to Chitwan National Park in the winter of 2009 to 2010 than in the previous year. Bird Education Society President Mr. Basu Birari, a member of the observational team, stated that a considerable number of the rare bristle grass birds were found in the grasslands of the park. The park is home to 564 species of birds. Our hats off to you, all the groups that participated in tracking our avian co-inhabitants. May God's special angels have safe flights, welcome landings, and happy stays on our shared ecosphere.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Estonian entitled Judge's Review.
Härra Peeter, olen teie toimikuga põhjalikult tutvunud, ütles kohtunik abielu lahutavale paarile. Otsustasin anda teie naise kasuks 275 krooni nädalas. See on teist väga lahke, ütles mees. Ma püüan talle ka omalt poolt siis aeglalt raha saata.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Professor Peter Singer advancing animal liberation on Animal World, our co-inhabitants.
Thanks for uploading the show. Daniel from Portugal.
Caring Daniel, it's good to get your note. Professor Peter Singer has for many years been such an important voice of reason and compassion, speaking out for our innocent animal friends. May kind and dedicated individuals such as Professor Peter Singer help many to transition to the earth-saving and life-affirming vegan path. With divine love to you and your gentle co-citizens of Portugal.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Allah Selamet Etsin, which means Allah Bless in Turkish.
May wisdom, joy, and gratitude be your everlasting gifts from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Vladimir Rushailov, Russia's recently appointed special envoy to Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbek President Islam Karimov meet and pledge to coordinate efforts to help bring stability to Kyrgyzstan.
South Korea donates $100,000 in relief supplies to Guatemala, including food, drinking water, and medicines to help residents cope with the effects of a recent volcanic eruption and tropical storm.
United Kingdom researchers develop a laser sensor made of an inexpensive polyfluorine plastic that can detect emitted vapors of hidden explosives, which could be useful in such settings as airport luggage screening, security checkpoints, and restoring landmines regions for safe passage.
For her birthday, teenager Taylor Spencer of Pennsylvania, USA, hosts a party and asks friends to donate to Haiti instead of giving her gifts, raising over $8,000 for shelter boxes to provide Haitian families with tents and other essentials.
The government of Ao Lạc or Vietnam has thus far provided 1,500 disadvantaged ethnic minority families in Sap Chang province with land upon which to build their homes, with the goal of providing for all less fortunate households by year's end.
In a life-saving surgery, California, USA neurosurgeon Dr. Amin Kassam successfully removes a 4-year-old Belgian boy's complex brain tumor using a new device that minimizes invasiveness while providing the highest precision.
In Peru's Urubamba province, Spanish cave explorers discover a 3.6-kilometer ancient Inca aqueduct built with advanced engineering to carry water from the ice-covered Mount Veronica to a reservoir below.
A Russian aircraft construction company is announcing the Sigma 5, a small lightweight plane with a price close to that of a luxury vehicle that can travel at almost 300 kilometers per hour, can be parked like a large car, and can taxi from any flat surface.
The Vietnam Outreach Organization of Australia donates 200 wheelchairs for children with disabilities in the central Nha Trang and Ha Tinh provinces of Ao Lai or Vietnam.
With a goal of encouraging savings and boosting the local economy in Haiti, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with a $5 million donation from USAID, is offering $10 million in prizes to the first company that builds successful mobile banking services in the country.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.